When I started the affair, I think it could have been with anyone. It was the affair that was inevitable, not the specific man. But slowly I started to adore Lawrence. To have an affair, I began to realize, was a relatively minor transgression. But to really escape from Andrew, to really become myself, I had to go the whole way and fall in love. And again, I didn't have to make an effort to fall in love with Lawrence. All I had to do was to permit myself to topple. This is quite safe, I told myself. The psyche is made to absorb the shock of such falls. I still cried when we made love, but now I also cried when we couldn't. It became a source of worry hiding the affair. The actual assignations were simply concealed from Andrew, of course, and I made a point of never mentioning Andrew or his work when I was with Lawrence, in case he himself got too curious. I put up a high fence around the affair. In my mind, I declared it to be another country, and I policed its border ruthlessly. Harder to disguise was the incontrovertible change in me. I felt wonderful. I had never felt less sensible, less serious, less sorry. My skin started to glow. It was so blatant that I tried to conceal it with foundation, but it was no use. I simply radiated joie de vivre. I started partying again, as I hadn't since my early 20s. Lawrence got me into all the Home Office events. The new Home Secretary loved to meet the media, to tell them over canapes how tough he was going to be. There were endless soirees and always an after-party. I met a new crowd, actors, painters, business people. I felt a thrill I hadn't felt since before I met Andrew, the thrill of realizing I was attractive, of knowing myself irresistible, of being half-drunk on champagne and looking around at the bright smiling faces and giggling when I realized that suddenly anything could happen. So I should hardly have been surprised when it did. Inevitably, at one of those parties, I finally bumped into my husband, crumpled and red-eyed from the office. Andrew hated parties. I suppose he was only there on some fact-finding mission. Lawrence even introduced us. A packed room, music, flagship British music, some band that had made it big on the internet. Lawrence beaming, flushed with champagne, his hand resting riskily on the small of my back.